Texte numéro 74. Powerful antibiotic discovered using machine learning for first time. Antibiotic resistance arises when bacteria mutate and evolve to sidestep the mechanisms that antimicrobial drugs use to kill them. Without new antibiotics to tackle resistance, 10 million lives around the world could be at risk each year from infections by 2050. To find new antibiotics, the researchers trained a deep learning algorithm to identify the sorts of molecules that kill bacteria. To do this, they fed the program information on the atomic and molecular features of nearly 2,500 drugs and natural compounds, and how well or not the substance blocked the growth of the bug E. coli. Once the algorithm had learned what molecular features made for good antibiotics, the scientists set it working on a library of more than 6,000 compounds under investigation for treating various human diseases. Rather than looking for any potential antimicrobials, the algorithm focused on compounds that looked effective but unlike existing antibiotics. This boosted the chances that the drugs would work in radical new ways that bugs had yet to develop resistance to. Jonathan Stokes, the first author of the study, said it took a matter of hours for the algorithm to assess the compounds and come up with some promising antibiotics. One, which the researchers named Halicin after HAL, the astronaut bothering AI in the film 2001: A Space Odyssey, looked particularly potent. To hunt for more new drugs, the team next turned to a massive digital database of about 1.5 billion compounds. They set the algorithm working on 107 million of these. 3 days later, the program returned a short list of 23 potential antibiotics, of which two appear to be particularly potent. The scientists now intend to search more of the database. Stokes said it would have been impossible to screen all 107 million compounds by the conventional route of obtaining or making the substances and then testing them in the lab. Being able to perform these experiments in the computer dramatically reduces the time and cost to look at these compounds, he said. MIT professor Regina Barsilay now wants to use the algorithm to find antibiotics that are more selective in the bacteria they kill. This would mean that taking the antibiotic kills only the bugs causing an infection and not all the healthy bacteria that live in the gut. More ambitiously, the scientists aim to use the algorithm to design potent new antibiotics from scratch. The work really is remarkable, said Jacob Durant, who works on computer-aided drug design at the University of Pittsburgh. Their approach highlights the power of computer-aided drug discovery. Given typical drug development costs, any method that can speed early-stage drug discovery has the potential to make a big impact, he added. Adapted from The Guardian, February 2020.